So thank you for joining us for the very first of my author events. Now tonight, since this is a meditation group, I want to begin with a meditation, just as we usually do. So please find a way of sitting for meditation where you're comfortable but upright. And because the book is about distracting thoughts, I want to guide the meditation to invite you to work fairly directly with thinking. Even if my intention in a meditation is to work directly with the mind, I rarely ever start there. I first like to ground the attention in the body sitting and just feel the body sitting. Feel the contact with the floor. Feel the contact with the seat. Allow the spine to release upward. And take a moment just to check in with yourself, to check in with the environment. Feel the temperature of the body in the room. Hear the sounds in the environment, the birds, the traffic, the refrigerator, or whatever. Just connect with the experience of being here right now. And sometimes when we ask ourselves to simply be mindful of the present moment, it sounds so very easy. And yet, it's sometimes only a moment or two later that we find ourselves lost in thought. Telling ourselves a story, singing ourselves a song, planning a shopping list, trying to figure out what we have to do next. When you notice that you're thinking, notice that you're thinking. That's a profound noticing. So often people just are lost in the content of the thought, but to become aware that we are thinking, that in itself brings mindfulness to mind. Once you notice that you're thinking, perhaps you can just let that go and return again to the experience of sitting, of sensation, of breath or sound. Many of our thoughts we don't need to do anything with. It's enough to just notice that it's thinking happening, that it's a mental event. And then just know that that is one more present moment phenomena. And rather than engage in the story, we just ground our attention again in sitting and breathing, hearing sounds, sensing changing sensations. But very often, for many meditators, at least sometimes, there will be recurring thoughts, disturbing thoughts, thoughts that seemed to obstruct our concentration, that sweep us away and we get entangled in them. It can be very helpful to work more directly with these persistent thoughts. And although the details and the scenarios of the story are not so important, the content is not so important. We do need to look at the thought enough to know the kind of thought it is. Is it a thought of greed, of lust, of craving, of attachment? Is it a thought of the desire for sensual delights? Is it a thought of anger, revenge, jealousy, fear, blame, worry? Is it a thought of arrogance, conceit, telling the story of my life over and over again? Is it just a random, restless thought? The replaying of a movie or a book that you've recently read. We might say that all of those thoughts are on the unwholesome side, affected by greed, hate, or delusion. If we pursue them, if we make much of them, it's likely to disturb our concentration and not lead to profound and liberating insight. But sometimes we have other kinds of thoughts. Maybe, perhaps we're planning a charity project. Maybe there are thoughts of loving kindness and appreciation. Maybe we're filled with joy and delight at the good fortune of a friend. Maybe there's a simple thought of being mindful and experiencing the joy and appreciation of being mindful, of knowing that quality. Maybe there's a thought of gratitude. Those sorts of thoughts are not particularly unwholesome. In fact, we might call them wholesome thoughts. But if we spent our whole meditation pondering them, dwelling with them, even these wholesome thoughts might obstruct our concentration. They may not support the deepening of our spiritual life and realization. And though we may work differently with wholesome or unwholesome thoughts, with those thoughts that are harmful and those thoughts that are beneficial, to deepen our concentration, we must develop the skill to overcome all forms of distracting thoughts, to learn to still the mind, to settle the mind, to become calm, and tranquil and concentrated. If thoughts are a recurring obstacle to your concentration, you might consider working more directly and strategically. The Buddha offered several strategies for working with particularly distracting thoughts, those that were affected by greed and hate and delusion, those that we definitely know to be a problem if we were to fuel them. And so notice if there's a recurring or particularly toxic thought, you might look more closely at that thought. Really register, this is an unwholesome thought. Not self-condemnation, not beating yourself up about it, just simply knowing this is an unwholesome thought. And when we know it's an unwholesome thought, we recognize that it's a thought. So we could replace it with a better choice, an alternative thought. If we're angry at somebody, we could instead choose to think of something that we appreciate about them. If we're lost in doubt and self-insecurity, we can replace that insecurity with a thought that boosts our own confidence, that reassures ourselves. Often in meditation, what we replace a distracting thought with is simply being mindful of present phenomena. We might replace the story of the thought with the mindfulness of the process thinking is happening. We might replace the being swept into the thought with mindfulness of the body. This flexibility of mind that allows us to replace an unwholesome thought with a wholesome thought, a harmful pattern or habit of mind with something beneficial, it's a very important skill to develop. So play a little bit with this first strategy of replacing an unwholesome thought with a wholesome one. Give yourself alternatives to your habits. Consider another way of viewing that situation, another way of experiencing that moment rather than being lost in that same mental pattern. Sometimes this replacing strategy is just enough to get ourselves out of that rut, out of that sort of channel in the mind. And then we find that we can return to the simple practice of being mindful of the present moment, mindful of sitting and breathing, and that our concentration develops. But there are times when the thoughts continue and we might need to work with them in a slightly different way. The next strategy is to examine the danger in those thoughts. Where is it gonna lead? And is it where you wanna go? We have to consider the danger. Because if we see no problem with continuing to indulge those thoughts, then very likely that groove will just get deeper. When we see the danger of indulging particular kinds of thoughts, it's very natural to want to withdraw our attention from it, to want to take a step back, to turn away, to ignore those thoughts, because we see that by continuing to go toward them, we continue to feed them. And so the third strategy is to ignore it. If distracting thoughts continue, the next step is to investigate, to look more carefully, to want to understand the causes, to see how you feel, to see the interaction of emotions and thoughts and emotions, to look deeply. We need to understand what's going on there, how we're perceiving the event in such a way that it's keeping us in the same old ruts. And often, just by understanding the situation, that's quite enough to allow the mind to become steady and calm again, to be mindful of present experience, sitting and breathing, to deepen our concentration, to explore our meditation practice. And if those thoughts persist, if they keep returning, then we finally approach the fifth and final strategy in this sequence, which is to say no more, to kind of put our foot down and with determination and resolve and say enough, enough. There's no anger or hate in the mind. We're not beating ourselves up with the club because we were thinking. In fact, there's not a shred of aversion in the mind, but we still need that energy, that determination to say no, no more. No to the thought and back to mindfulness of the present moment. Connecting to the experience of sitting and breathing. Working with whatever meditation practice we have undertaken and endeavoring to calm the mind, still the mind, clarify the mind, develop concentration and insight.